This is Wild About Utah.
A few years ago, the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources conducted a wonderful workshop for educators to provide them with materials to take to their classes to help students understand the many issues dealing with wildlife. As an introductory activity, the ranger asked each of us to name the animal we thought that had the greatest influence or impact on ecosystems. People mentioned deer, cougars, moose, wolves, and so on until it was my turn. Without hesitation, I said, beavers. One of the teachers laughed at me and mocked my answer, trying to embarrass me. So I asked the ranger to repeat the question. Which animal did we think had the greatest influence or impact on ecosystems? Oh, I said, making certain I had now understood the question. In that case, I have no hesitation now in saying, the beaver. The room grew quiet, but the ranger agreed with my answer. There is no question that all animals impact ecosystems. Heavy grazing or browsing by deer or elk can change the structure of forests and meadows. Predators, or the lack of them, can definitely alter what happens to those species. But consider the beaver for a moment. There are positive and negative things they do, but definitely they impact ecosystems. So consider this love-hate relationship humans have with them. Yes, they will take down some trees to build dams and lodges. Problems might include the potential flooding of homes, agricultural land, timberland, or orchards. Their abandoned dams can create floods as they collapse. There is potential flooding of roads and blocking of culverts. And the deterioration of stream banks can occur. But in a natural setting, where they do not impact roads or developments, beavers can do amazing things. On the positive side, they create ponds which provide habitat for trout, provide drinking water for all the animals in the area, from birds to bears. They provide a storage of water that could be critical in drought conditions. They trap silt and control small floods. They invigorate the sprouting of early riparian and wetland plants. They can help combat the effects of continual rising temperatures and earlier spring snowmelt by maintaining a water supply for ranching, wildlife, and native vegetation. And they are basically constructed and maintained at little or no cost to humans. Utah State University and the Division of Wildlife Resources have been developing partnerships with landowners to help restore beavers in locations where they can succeed and provide benefits to the land, wildlife, and ranching efforts. In areas where there are few trees, they construct beaver dam analogs by pounding fence posts across streams, weaving willow branches between them, and plugging the base with large rocks and mud. These are similar to natural beaver dams and give them a good start to build their homes there. If you are aware of any beavers in questionable areas, contact USU Watershed Sciences or the Division of Wildlife Resources to help relocate them where they can impact ecosystems in positive ways.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, whose support of tourism, events, and recreation in Grand County promotes and protects the natural beauty for visitors from across the state of Utah. Information available online at discovermoab.com.
This is Ron Helstern, and I am Wild About Utah.
Special thanks to the Western Soundscape Archive at the University of Utah and Jeff Rice for use of sound on this Wild About Utah segment.